Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Conroy, and I am the goddamn Batman.
Hi, this is Dan Gilbazan, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Jazz here, and I am so digging the Geekcast Radio Network.
Cliff Jumper, commence countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, ToyCast. Oh, yes. Listen in to the only toy podcast you will ever need.
Hello and welcome to an all-new generation of ToyCast. This is episode 196. I'm, of course, Steve, Joe, and Mike, and joining me for the first time on this podcast, anyway, I'm pretty sure, for the New York Toy Fair 2026 recap is none other than Mr. Brad Flicky. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm good. Dealing with a lot of snow over here, but other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, I think we have something like a half an inch on the ground. I kind of see grass and leaves and things, too, here in Indiana. But yeah, over there in Jersey, it's like Blizzard Con.
Yeah. It's like 2 feet of snow. It's intense.
Yeah. How do you get to work in 2 feet of snow? I don't think you get to work in two feet of snow.
Well, you know, that's what's good about working from home. And also, today they opened up things again. I think they got the streets cleared off enough and everything. So people are getting into work. Trains are running. Buses are running. So getting back
that's
into
good,
it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Brad's a good buddy of mine, folks. He used to run. What did you used to run? You used to run a bunch of stuff.
Well, I was
be a guest on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I like guessing. I was on. I was one of the contributors to the DC Comics News.
Yep.
.com podcast, which I'd still like to keep that going. I've been on a few of the. What was that network with the Superheroes for Dummies? I was on a couple of those episodes. And then a couple podcasts with you.
Yeah, lots
of stuff. Some writing for Josh Rayner's website. So yeah, I've been around. I've been here and there.
Here and there and everywhere. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, Brad's done a bunch of recaps for us for convention attention. This is ToyCast's first convention attention. Convention attention usually is done over on Geekcast Radio. We did a convention attention last year in 2025 for New York Comic Con. We did one for, I think that was the first one we did. Yeah, that was pretty much the first one we did with you, I think. But convention attention has been a thing that we've been doing for years. I just started calling it convention attention. It finally had a name. And so we put it over here because I have a specific thing that we're doing with Geekcast Radio. Episode 360 is going to be like a special three. It's not really a GCR. This is your life, because we've done that to death already. We've done that like three times in the last almost 17 years that the podcast has been around. But it's going to be like this thing where Steve and I go back in time and talk about various episodes that we've done on the podcast in the past and that thing and whatever else. And then episode 361 to 366, I think, is going to be our top 100 animated series, the 15th anniversary tour. since it has been 15 years since we did the original Top 100 Animated Series Countdown Project. So that's why I'm not doing much with Geekcast Radio currently, because that's where all of that content's going to be. But since New York Toy Fair is toys, and this is a toy podcast, why not put it here? So here we are with convention attention. As always, only on the Geekcast Radio Network's Totally Tubular Toycast. This time we started talking more toys here on Toycast. What is your history with Toy Fair, sir?
So, I think the last time I went to Toy Fair was in 2020. I just kind of walked up.
Was it? Really?
Yeah, because that was before things shut down because it was in February. Okay. So yep. There was a Toy Fair in 2020. I would usually go for like one day. I think I went like 2018 and 2019 as well, just for DC Comics News to cover the DC stuff. But generally, because I'm not, I'm not a big toy collector. So I would kind of go grab pictures, get a few appointments. Because at Toy Fair, you have what they call appointments where you go in and somebody walks you around to show you, certain things that are out or coming out. So, that was with Diamond Selects and, the statue companies, Farland, one year. So, but this year was a little bit different because I brought my girlfriend with me who is big into toys. Not even so much collector. She just likes to really see what's out there. So spent like the entire, and it's funny you call it a convention attention, but this is more of a conference than a convention. There was a lot.
True.
It's very, very business oriented. It's a lot of toy stores go there and try to decide what they're going to buy. So these toy companies come there and try to get these stores to order their products and things like that. Now, one thing that was to me seemed a little different was there wasn't a whole lot. There was some certain stuff that was coming out in Christmas, but a lot of it was stuff that was either already out or, coming out soon. When other years, there would be stuff that was coming out months ahead, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And especially with Funko Pop. Now, this is the first year that I've experienced having to set up an appointment with Funko Pop. Usually you could just walk through the booths. And it was, I'm going to say it was a little underwhelming. Not that the stuff that they have wasn't cool, but it was a lot of stuff that was either already out or, very soon to come out. One of the big things they were focusing on, and this was certainly a big license that was around the con, was K-pop Demon Hunters. So they had a lot of displays for their line of K-pop Demon Hunters pops. And I'll give you an instance. Like they had like a 3-pack of Toy Story 4 pops, which is fine. But where's the Toy Story 5 stuff? That movie's coming out soon, and there's going to be Funko Pops for Toy Story 5. Whereas I feel like in past years, they would have had that stuff there. They were also, they were focusing on a lot of their minis. So they're having these like little houses and play sets.
The Bitty Pops,
And I think those are catching on. Now, they do have, I think one of the favorite pops that I saw there was the Joker from Batman 89 when he goes into the museum and he has the white, face paint.
And the
little cane. That one, I think, was my favorite. And I didn't know this, and this may be common knowledge, but I didn't realize that Funko owns Loungefly. So
yes, they do.
They also had like a display of some of the backpacks coming out, like, K-pop Demon Hunters. And they do look nice. It's not necessarily my thing, but it's still kind of, kind of cool to see them. And another license that was all over the entire conference was Stitch. For some reason, Stitch is super popular. There was like this Stitch plushie that has these like computerized eyes that won, I think, the toy of the year for the convention. Had some interaction with that. So, yeah, licensing is always a big issue. I think one of my personal favorite things was the Bandai Namco booth. They have this line of Godzilla toys coming out that are kind of interchangeable. They're kind of minifigures, but not too small. I really enjoyed those. And they're called Godzilla Scramble. They showed for the first time this Wolverine figure that was part of their really upper echelon action figure line. It was like a retail price of 100, so that was kind of a reveal. A crazy Gundam that is like $600, but it is beautiful.
Wow.
And you kind of you build it from the inside, so you have to build the frame, and I guess it's really involved.
Yeah.
But it was just great. It was just incredible. Yeah, and they have a line of Dragon Ball figures coming out in that same like expensive line. McFarlane had some fun stuff. They had some Mortal Kombat figures. They have, as far as the DC, what do they call it, the multiverse line, they have a Mr. Pig. They have a Joker from Dark Knight. You know, Heath Ledger's Joker. They have a Penguin and his, you know, that like big rubber ducky machine that he drove in Batman Returns.
Yep.
They have that coming out. So yeah, that was kind of fun. Yeah. And you know, anime was huge. They have a line of, mascots from sports teams like the Philly Fanatic.
And oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. They have a line of Helldivers figures coming out. And one of my favorite things was they have these really nice line of Avatar figures with one of those flying dragons.
Mm-hmm.
They look really, really good. Yeah, so that was kind of some of my favorite stuff that I saw. Disappointing is that I could not get in. Now, Mattel was one of the bigger sponsors. Mattel,
mm-hmm,
have to have an appointment, and tried and tried, but couldn't get in. So I think there's a few things I'm going to do different next year. I'm going to try to set up those appointments
earlier,
because yeah. I kind of arranged for my pass a little bit slightly last minute. So
gotcha.
I think that will be a change that I can do next year. I wanted to get G.I. Joe was what got me into all of this stuff. And yeah, I wanted to get into Hasbro to see the new line of the G.I. Joe Classified, which is like go with the dinosaur. And it looks like they had this toy line called Cops back in the day, and mm-hmm, they're bringing one of those characters into the G.I. Joe Classified line.
Cops, central organization of police specialists fighting crime in a future time, protecting Empire City from Big Boss and his gang of crooks.
So I wanted to see those, but I didn't get to see Hasbro. I'm going to try to rectify that next year as well. So that was kind of an overview.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. How many days was this just one day? I forget what toy.
No, it goes pretty long. It badge pickup and setup is on Friday. Then it goes Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Okay. So how many days were you there? I did not.
I went in Friday, but I couldn't really see much because it was just badge pickup. So I picked up my badge on Friday. Yep. Saturday, I had a lot to do here in town in Rutherford where I live. So we didn't go Saturday, but we went all day Sunday, all day Monday, and all day Tuesday.
Okay. So what was your favorite thing from each of the days?
Oh, man. I think the first day, honestly, was for my girlfriend. Like, she's a big Sanrio fan. So mm-hmm, I think my favorite thing was seeing all the different Sanrio stuff because, Sanrio's pretty good with their license, and you can't go wrong. I mean, you do Hello Kitty, and it's like printing money. So, you know, and we would go. There was this fun little lawn dart game, but like the darts were suction cups, so you could play it on your TV or on the ground. That was kind of a fun thing to mess around with. So that was like the first day. The second day was we were able to get a appointment with Crayola, of all things, and seeing how they're trying to integrate certain adult things with the adult coloring books and
right.
The really upper class, the upper level crayons were kind of cool. And they have this little thing where if you're a kid, you can do like a drawing, put it on this thing and speak into it and tell the story so that your drawings can come to life. So little things like that were really cool on the second day. The third day was where I got into the Funko and the McFarlane booth and things like that. So that was more of a nerd thing. And went back to more of that stuff on the last day. The last day also was fun going to the Lego booth. They had this thing where you could go in and make a free Lego rose. So we nice. Did that. Yeah, very so cool. And also on the last day was the Bandai Namco tour, which I really, really enjoyed. And then they ended up inviting us to this pop-up Dragon Ball display thing at American Dream Mall, which is just down the street. So before the blizzard hit on Sunday, we went down there, and that was cool. So I want to give shout-outs to Bandai Namco for that hookup, because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, folks, hopefully by the time you hear this episode, hopefully I'll have this up as soon as I possibly can. But currently, as of this recording, the entire northeast of the United States is being sponsored by Dairy Queen because it's BlizzardCon.
Yeah.
It's like Dairy Queen just turned the entire northeast of the U.S. upside down and just started shaking it. Here's hoping the spoon doesn't fall out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Toy Fair, it's always been like, I've always loved being able to cover it and see the pictures online and talk about it with people like you and people like other people. Like, just, you know, it's always been that looking in from the outside kind of thing.
Yeah. That's how I always was because,
yeah,
you know, I'm not a store.
Yeah, exactly. You don't own a store. You don't run merchandise. You don't do this. You don't do that. And I'm not saying you specifically, I'm saying you in the general sense of the word. Like, none of my friend group, most of them, have ever had any reason to go. So we would always just sit here and watch the things trickle down, the news trickle down through whichever website. Like that Mattel booth. Oh man, if you could have gotten that Mattel, this podcast would be so much longer.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Next year.
No. Well, this year would have been perfect because, hello, somebody lost a license and somebody gained a license this year. Well, they'll get it at the end of next, whenever. But Playmates lost TMNT and Mattel got TMNT. And it's like, oh, interesting. Okay, so how many times are we going to cross Turtles with Masters? Probably more than 10. You know, you already had Turtles of Grayskull. You already had that. And you're going to do more of that probably. And Turtles of Snake Mountain and Krang and Dimension. You're probably going to see Shredder in Dimension X. It's or not. You're probably going to see Skeletor in Dimension X, and you're probably going to see Shredder in the Fright Zone or something. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
Now,
yes.
What I could peek into from the But tell me, they did have a big, and this makes sense, they did have a big Masters of the Universe display, because that's going to be a very valuable license because the movie's coming out. So, did you see the, and they debuted these at New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
The, like the knockoff Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that are all like weirdly shaped, like a, they're kind of making, they're kind of poking fun at the knockoffs that used to pop up.
Yes.
And they were in that short.
Yes. Just no, please.
Yeah, but,
no. No.
But those, they had those around. So I think those are out.
Wow.
They actually, but yeah. And there was, and I, and forgive me, I forget which booth, but they had a mashup between Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Godzilla.
Yeah, TMNT X Godzilla is a big thing. I don't know which booth it was, but yeah, because they've been doing that.
In Funko, but yeah, that was kind of, it may have been Funko, but that was kind of fun to see.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, TMNT Godzilla has been a thing because I know that they were doing that in the IDW comics recently. They have a whole miniseries or a whole separate multi-part series for that. I don't know if I want to read that because I've never been a Godzilla fan. Like my buddy Joe and I, we've been covering the IDW Turtles comics since January 22nd of 2014. And he pulled me in by saying, because my biggest beef with the comic, because I was a cartoon kid, because I was 7 years old when I saw the 87 cartoon and, I saw that first. I'd never known about, like, I found out about the comics later, but I was cartoon, movie, and then movie. Say what you will about the third movie, whatever. I don't care. But, you know, your opinion's your opinion. Opinions are like assholes. We all have them. But I had never gone back and never really, like, I had known that it had come from a comic book. Like I always knew that in the back of my head, but I had never gone back and read any of the original comics. So when he says, "Oh, by the way, Mike, IDW has this Turtles comic and it's this and it's this." And he shows me this and he shows me the he tells me to go seek out the first issue and I seek it out and I'm like, red bandanas. Nope. Don't care. He's like, wait, just wait. It's going to be okay. Keep reading. Actually, it wasn't even the first issue. It was the first trade because it was already.
Really?
So it was the first trade because it was, by that time it was 2014. They had already had it for a couple of years. Yeah. Cause they started in 2012, I think. It was 2011. 2011 is when IDW got the license. I'm misremembering the things here. Anyway, but I remember it was January 22nd, 2014, when we first put that volume one podcast online. The volume one is for the trade paperback. Anyway, so, and this is whole other, sorry, folks, this is not toys, but I'm on a tangent here. Just let me run with this. So when I first read the volume one trade, I went out to get it and I read it and the first thing I'm like, as soon as I got to the red bandana, I put it down. I messaged Joe and I said, if you had me get this and it's nothing but red bandanas, period, period, period. I send him the message on Facebook. He's like, nope, just wait. Keep reading. It's going to be fine. Just trust me. Keep reading. I'm like, okay. But if you hose brain, if you walk me into this trap of all this red bandana stuff, and you know I don't care about the red bandana, like, because again, I come from multicolor, yellow, orange, red, purple. He's like, nope, it's a thing, it's a story point, it works, it's fine. I'm like, okay, fine. Here we are. What is this, 2026, 2014, 2020? 12 years later, we've covered nearly everything, literally nearly everything. Like, we're up to issue, I want to say 146.
Wow.
In the overall arcing of the original run that they did. Mm-hmm. So we've been behind because of my ulnar nerve surgery last year. And we've covered all the crossover stuff that the Turtles have done. So I guess at some point I'm going to have to, if I'm going to have to cover the damn TMNT Stranger Things thing, I guess I'm going to have to cover the Godzilla one too. That's the whole, there you go, folks. Brought back around to TMNT Godzilla. So TMNT Godzilla toys. Yay.
I guess I'll go on a tangent for a second too. It's like, I'm with you. I don't really dig those kind of crossovers because so many times it's just like, who could beat up who? And that's just not interesting to me.
True. But I will say that, and I can point you to the crossovers that we've done so far, just the crossovers without having to have you look at all the other, the main books issues that we've done. I gotta say though, like, we haven't liked all of the crossovers, but they haven't just been who can beat up who. They actually have been good storytelling because everyone that's touched the TMNT license at IDW, all the writers, all the artists, they all care about it so much. And you have Bobby Curnow as the chief editor in chief. He was gone for a little while, but he's back now currently. But even when he was gone, everybody still cared because you still had Tom Waltz, who was the main writer on the main book. Mm-hmm. That they still care so much. I'm probably going to eat my words, and I hope I don't ever eat my words with this. I would be shocked if IDW ever lost that license because they take such care with it. Mm-hmm. And it's good stuff. So I'll send you a couple of those podcasts after the show.
Okay. Yeah. I do like what they've done with it. And everybody really liked the Batman.
Oh yeah.
Little crossover.
Team Batman 1, 2, and 3. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. People love that. So
yeah, that's good. Very good. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, toys. So this is Toy Fair, not a toy convention. Toy Fair. So normally when we do convention attention, we're actually talking about a convention. How would we approach the negative part? Because negatives at conventions, I would think, is different than negatives at a thing that's supposed to be for business people.
Yeah, well, I think I even though I don't collect toys, it's something that I like to live vicariously through. I like to kind of keep up on it. And I kind of touched on this before, but I think one of the negatives for me was that they didn't seem to have the super advanced or super early stuff, I should say, before it comes out just to take a look at.
Like okay.
In the years past. And Diamond Select seems to be shrinking. They used to have a whole booth, and now it was part of, I think, Entertainment Earth's booth, so they might have got bought out. So that was a negative for me because I enjoyed seeing what statues they would have, and the displays were always really nice. So that was kind of a negative. And a negative where they were such sticklers about not granting appointments to some of the places. Although I am happy that we got into Bandai and Funko. So I do have to give them props for finding room, but I guess that's more on me. So yeah. I guess I'm definitely going to try to apply earlier next year so that I can get contacts and get appointments for things like Mattel. So that's more on me though than the actual conference. And it's kind of funny too, is that everybody, when you would come up to talk to somebody, they would always expect you to be a store owner.
Right. Yeah.
I was asking. I forget what it might have been. It might have been the Thai booth, the Beanie Baby booth.
Yeah.
And I was asking, oh, so when will these be out? In what stores are they going to be out? She looked at me and said, why do you need to know that? And I said, well, what if I wanted to buy them? And she goes, see, I'm press. Oh, you're press. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. it was so many. It's like press is almost like a
non-existent. It's like, why would press be here? Like, what? Yeah. It's kind of that. What you just said, all as I heard in my head from the lady was, ew, press, keep him away. Why would we want press?
Right.
And that kind of fits in with Beanie Baby in my mind because,
Ew,
Beanie Baby, keep them away. And how anyone. I swear to God, the next person that compares Funko Pops to Beanie Babies, I'm going to drop kick them off the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not even close.
Yeah, no. Well, as far as your preparedness for next year, February 20th to the 23rd, 2027 is when the Toy Fair will be. So you have 1 year.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah. I think I want to start hitting the website in September to see if press reg is open. They were always kind of weird about that. It's like it seems like they will let you in, but you have to jump through more hoops. And if you can't jump through those hoops, it's like it doesn't matter. Like I've never when I apply for Comic-Con, never have to supply a business card. With Toy Fair, they want you to supply a business card and things like that. So it's always like a more annoying process to apply than it is
for .com. This is this statement is not brought to you by Vistaprint.com.
Yeah. So I would just send like bylines and things like that, and that seemed to satisfy him.
Yeah.
But,
wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the reasons why I was hesitant.
Yep. All right. Any final thoughts? And what other conventions are you going to this year?
Well, I'm definitely going to go to New York Comic Con.
That's way in the fall.
Yeah. But yeah, it's never too early to prepare.
That's right.
My niece lives in San Diego, and that gives me a way to stay there for free, but it always coincides. My family has a little, and I think I've mentioned this on the New York podcast, the New York Comic Con podcast, but my family has like a big get together Christmas in July, always on that same weekend. So I made it to San Diego. I don't think I'm going to go this year to San Diego. There might be a few little cons. The Big Apple Comic Con I try to go to, and that's even further. That's in December.
Mm.
But that's like for those really old guys that remember, Timely Comics and, the same guy, God bless him, he does the Captain Marvel panel about, what happened with the Captain Marvel and DC and Marvel and who owns what. And that's there like every year. So that's kind of the old crusty convention, but I like it. And anything that else that comes, I'm definitely going to try to make it to NYC Anime. And that's in August. So that always kind of kicks off con season to me because that's when things start getting busy. Because beyond that, it's New York Comic Con is right after that, and then the other one. So, yeah, I think as of now, that's going to be the cons for the year, unless I am lucky enough to get out to Chicago for C2E2. But that might be a next year thing too. At this point,
well, if you get out here, let me know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you go to? Are you going to go to C2E2?
No. But Anderson, Indiana is only an hour and only 3 hours south of Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely keep you posted because if not this year, maybe next year. So.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wish. I'd love to to go visit. I'd love to get back to Chicago.
Yeah.
I haven't been in Chicago since 2019. But that's a whole other discussion for another day.
I guess just real quick.
Yep.
Are there any cons local to you that you're going to?
I don't even know, and I don't go to conventions. I don't leave the podcast cave.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I spent about, I don't know, 4 hours walking, doing various things and chores and other stuff the other day and whatever else, and I'm still paying for it today. And that was like 2 days ago. And I'm like, no wonder I don't leave my house.
That's why I got Amazon.
Yep. But toy collecting, folks, New York Toy Fair. I have to make sure to keep saying Toy Fair, not New York Comic Con. New York Toy Fair happens every beginning of the year, usually in February most of the time. So February 20th to the 23rd, 2027 is next year's Toy Fair. You can head on over to their website. I will put that in the show notes for you all to click on to check out all the information for New York Toy Fair, if anyone's interested in taking a look at all their policies and procedures and all that stuff. I don't think we're going to do an ad break this time around. It's not that I don't want to promote to people. It's just that I'm old and I'm tired and I want to get this podcast online as fast as possible. So for now, Mr. Brad, do you have anything you'd like to promote?
Just keep your eyes on DCComicsNews.com. I would say at this point, that's it. But I'll keep you posted.
Very cool. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us here on ToyCast. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. You can also visit shop.geekcastradio.com and buy our merch. We've got t-shirts and mugs and all kinds of stuff over there. You can send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out on all the podcatching clients you choose to use. I personally prefer Spotify, but that's just me. We're on all the social medias. You can find us there. Next time on ToyCast, I have no idea what's going on next time. As always, I don't have a plan. All as I know is this is episode 196. We are four episodes away from 200. It's taken us almost over a decade to get to 200 episodes. For now, I am TF2 on mic with
Brad Flicky.
You'll hear us next time when we'll be talking more toys here on ToyCast.
It's a pity you Autobots die so easily, or I might have a sense of satisfaction now.
You got the toys! You got the
power! Arise, Rodimus Prime.
Optimus.
Yeah!
No.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.